evening, everyone. Welcome to Huron County Author Talk, a podcast where a group of talented local authors share their insights on the remarkable, imaginative, and nuanced world of writing. I'm your host, Hamilton Baker of the Huron County Library, and I'm excited to bring you our new show. So whether you're a fan, an aspiring author, or a reader interested in hearing more about this creative process, this show is for you. This is our very first episode of our first season, and it's called Publishing, a Roundtable Discussion. In October of 2022, Wendy Million, Don Hayward, Sandy Plewis, and Rick Hundy joined me at the Goderich Library to talk about publishing. In this discussion, we hear from Wendy as she speaks about her publishing journey, including some of the different publishing options she's utilized over the years.
I have two different groups that have published me, or like houses that have published me, and then I self-publish too.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And you have an agent?
I do, yep.
Okay, yeah. So, yep. Can you walk us through how you did all that? I can.
It's just my journey to get an agent was a bit different than probably most people's would be. So I write on an online platform called Wattpad, if you're familiar with it. They actually pay me to write there. And I was writing on there, and I made friends with some people who already had an agent, and then they put me in touch with who is now my agent. I mean, I still had to go through the process of like sending the query and all that stuff, but I already had an in the sense that they had, it's the same agent as my friends. So
where's that person located?
She's in Minnesota.
Oh,
yeah. Okay. So there's agents all over.
Sure.
It doesn't really matter as much anymore. Like, it used to be that if they weren't in New York, it was really hard for them to get meetings with agents, but everything's gone so digital now. With publishers. Everything's gone so digital now that they do a lot of stuff like on FaceTime and Zoom and Google Meets and all that stuff. So,
So Wattpad is something that anyone can join, or
it's very much geared towards like, I would say I do have some readers who are probably like 40 and up, but the majority of my readers are 35 and under.
Yeah.
So it's a very young market, in that sense. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Agent sold you to, was it an American publisher?
Yep. So I had a 3-book deal for my romantic suspense series with a US-based publisher, just a small publisher, and so they have that. And then another one of my books was sold to Wattpad Books, so they actually have their own books division as well, and they publish in their national, international, they go everywhere. And so my agent negotiated that deal as well. So
nice.
Yeah. Are those ebooks or both?
But they're both. Yeah, both. Yep. Paperback and ebook. Hmm. So.
And they're romance, you said?
Yep.
Yeah. That's exclusively.
Speaking of genre.
Right.
So you're kind of the group hero.
Well, I've done a few things. So yeah.
Because you've self-published too, you said.
Yeah. Yeah.
So was that before you were traditionally published, or
no,
after? Or?
No, after. So I did the 3-book series with the small publisher. And then I thought, well, that actually wasn't so hard. I could probably do that myself. So then I started self-publishing stuff on my own. And then Wattpad approached me about writing on their platform, and they pay me a monthly like rate to write X number of words for them. And then they also wanted to purchase one of my books that had already been written, so then my agent like stepped in to help with that as well. So, mm-hmm. Yeah. So,
what did you use for self-publishing?
Self-publishing is all romance as well. So it's stuff that I had a series that I had written, and it's Amazon likes it if you release books sort of every 60 to 90 days, kind of 2 to 3 months. 30 days is even better, but that pace is not for the faint of heart.
No.
So, but if you can release a book every 60 to 90 days, then it helps keep everything like fresh and like surfacing constantly for new readers. So I held back those books until I had finished the series, and now I'm publishing them every 90 days. So every 3 months I have a book coming out. So yeah.
And it works well.
I'm making money.
Right. Well,
so,
that's good.
Yeah. So
yeah. So it is working well.
Yeah. It's yeah, it's much, much better than my small publisher, which I make like peanuts, like enough to go out for dinner.
Oh, really?
So how many books did you hold back?
Four, just four. And then my contract with Wattpad Books, and this is with a lot of traditional publishers, is that they have like a non-compete like period. So I can't self-publish anything as of March 2023 because my book comes out in June. So March 2023, like mid-March, is like the last time I can self-publish something. Mm-hmm. And then I can't publish again until January of 2024. So,
in any genre or only in their particular?
No,
areas?
In any genre is the whole negotiation, because I was like, well, I could just write something else, and then, but then you have to rebuild your audience too, right? So like if I, if they had agreed for me to write non-romance, then I would have been like, well, okay, but then I have to start from scratch. So does it really make sense? I don't know. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
That's interesting. That's fascinating.
Because
we were before you got here, we were talking about how like Sandy had tried to get into traditional publishing. Rick, you tried, and just didn't work. Didn't work out.
No.
Yeah.
Well, I was saying I had one novel that the publisher in Winnipeg had for 2 years, and they had exclusive rights, and they were going to publish it. And in the end,
the number
they could publish was cut, and I didn't make the grade because I don't have a name, I guess, but. Mm. So, like, you have your book out there for 2 years, and then you get it back.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, this is wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, when you self-published, it's Wendy?
Yep.
Right. When you self-published, did you use a local printer, or did this outfit that you were associated with take care of your printing?
So, the two best options if you're going to self-publish are, and you're going to publish wide, like on a bunch of different retailers, are Ingram Spark and actually Amazon itself. Okay. So, those are your two best options. Ingram can get you into bookstores. So, like, Fincher's can order your book off Ingram. They won't unless you agree to give them the really steep discount. And Amazon can go wide too. It's just Amazon's cuts, once they go wide, you get much less. So it's better to keep Amazon to Amazon and then let Ingram distribute everywhere else. So.
And it's Ingram Spark?
Yeah, Ingram Spark, yeah.
So really, if you describe what you're doing, you're self-publishing but not distributing, which is where we fall down.
Yeah, so I load everything up onto the retailers, and then it does all the work for me. Well, like not all the work. Obviously, I still have to run ads and, you know, word of mouth and keep my pages, all my social media pages
they don't
churning.
They don't market for you, but they are your agent, not your agent, your means of sale.
They're the platform, They're the platform on which I distribute my books, yeah.
Okay.
So you don't get into any bookstores or anything like around here?
So Fincher's will take my books, but they take them from me. So they don't want to order them off Ingram because one of the complicated parts about Ingram is that you can set the steep discount that they want, which is like 60%, but then you're really making like literally 50 cents off a book. So it doesn't really make sense. And then the other thing is if you set that really steep discount, then they usually also insist that you accept returns of some form or another. So either they literally mail them back to you, or you can say that they just get destroyed. But then you're on the hook for that cost, right? Uh-huh. Because they've returned that book, but then all that money is getting refunded as well. So it's not really, as a small like entity, in my best interest to steeply discount my books or to allow returns. So, yeah.
And that's, I'm kind of confused. So that's what they do if you want to.
So if you wanted to get into bookstores are going to demand at least a 60% discount off the selling price. Let's say I have a book that I published and it costs me for printing costs. It costs me, most of mine are between $6 and $9. So let's say it costs me $6 the cost to print this book. And I sell it for $16. So then you would think that the profit's around $10, but the platform that is distributing that book gets a percentage of it. And then whatever platforms are distributing that beyond that get a percentage. And so then what you end up getting is maybe a dollar or two off of that. So then if you're offering that 60% discount, your dollar then goes down to like 40 cents, right? So that's where it gets like a bit more complicated in terms of whether or not it makes sense to. If you're just doing it to get your book out there, maybe you don't care if you're only making 40 cents, but just, yeah, depends on how you feel about that.
So. So I feel like I put mine into the bookstores around here and wherever. But,
yep.
They're pretty good, but I mean, that's directly from me.
Yeah, and that's what I do with Finchers too. I take my copies to them. I tell them how much I pay
right.
with shipping and with printing costs, and then how much I sell it for on other retailers, and then we just work out how we split that money. So, but I move very few copies, like at Finchers, comparatively speaking, like I'm selling more on Amazon and Ingram than I am locally. So, yeah.
I find mine move initially a little bit.
Yeah.
And then after that initial period, then you're moving one every once in a blue moon.
Yeah, because all the people who are like your fans
have already
got it, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Huron County Author Talk with your host, Hamilton Baker. If you'd like to learn more about the authors or to purchase one of their books, you can visit any of their websites. For more information about the podcast, you can visit the library's website at huroncountylibrary.ca. Stay tuned for our next episode that will release in 2 weeks. The music on this program is Echo by Alan McKellis. Thanks for listening.